WNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 8:02. Alaska State Troopers say a village police officer was severely injured during an arrest in Mountain Village. Troopers say the VPO was arresting 33-year-old Warren Thomas Barclay of Mountain Village on charges of domestic violence assault and interfering with a report of a domestic assault. Barclay also is charged with assault and resisting arrest. The officer has been identified as Jeremiah Shepard. According to troopers, Barclay struck the officer from behind and knocked him to the ground. Troopers say during a struggle that followed, the officer's eye was injured by Barclay's thumb. Troopers were notified Tuesday. The officer was flown to Bethel for treatment. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says the officer is expected to return to work within a week. Barclay was arrested and taken to Bethel. The navigational aids at the Amongok Airport have been shut down since last week when a 40-foot river formed through the airport taxiway. Without the navigational aids, planes cannot land in Amongok in inclement weather, but repairs are on the way. DOT spokesperson Meadow Bailey says the DOT is working with the FAA and the utility in Amongok to restore power. Electricians are expected to arrive tomorrow. With temporary repairs to the taxiway, when a large plane lands in Amongok, other planes cannot legally land. Without culverts in place, when a large plane lands, it has to stay on the runway. It cannot travel down the taxiway to turn around or make way for another plane. A culvert should arrive in Amongok today. Repairs to allow larger aircraft to taxi across the washout are expected to take 2 weeks. Bailey says permanent repairs are anticipated to be completed next summer. The permanent repairs will be treated like a construction project and will proceed through the bid process. An animal pathologist says scientists may never discover the definite cause of the recent seal sickness outbreak. In the summer of 2011, subsistence hunters reported seeing seals behaving and looking like they'd never seen them before. The ringed seals didn't respond when humans approached. They were weak, they were bald, and had ulcers on their eyes and flippers and lesions on their bodies. They looked like they were dying. And they did, en masse. There were over 100 reported cases, and over 40 seals died from that illness that summer. By December 2011, NOAA Fisheries declared the situation an unusual mortality event, or UME, and handed the tissue samples over to veterinarians and pathologists. It's been 2 years. Researchers have run all sorts of tests, and they still don't know what caused the illness. Kathy Huntington, a wildlife pathologist with Alaska Veterinary Pathology Services, says they may never know.
But in a large number of these cases of unusual mortality events, the definitive cause is not found. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, particularly for, you know, what my experience with this is, there's been a lot of things ruled out, a lot of things that can still be followed up, but in the end, some of these, you just have to close them and say, we don't know exactly what happened there.
Huntington is a veterinarian who specializes in infectious diseases. She says the problem is the illness was likely caused by multiple factors.
Most likely this is going to be a multifactorial causation of this disease, which are much more difficult to figure out because it's not just one thing you look for and find to get your answer.
So far, they've been able to cross off a few possible causes. They know it wasn't caused by radiation from the nuclear meltdown in Japan or toxins from the harmful algae bloom in the Kotzebue Sound. They're still researching possible bacterial and viral causes.
The epidemiology or the pattern of this disease looks most like a viral cause. So we hit that pretty hard, but we're not able to detect a particular virus agent for sure.
Pathology specialists at Columbia University in New York are still investigating possible viral causes. Huntington says another probable factor in the seal illness is global warming.
Molt is very much related to the animals being able to haul out on ice that warms the skin temperature and allows the initiation and completion of the molt process. So it just makes a lot of sense that some of the changes that we've been seeing in our world these days could be related to some part of this event.
Huntington says while they wait for lab results, biologists are being proactive to prepare for future reoccurrence. Huntington is applying for a grant to collect samples from healthy walrus and seal populations to expand their baseline data on marine mammals. Fundraisers throughout Alaska are taking place for the community of Galena, where 90% of the homes were damaged by last month's flood. Lemonade stands, pancake feeds, and music benefits have taken place, and right now a raffle is currently being held in the Norton Sound area. Jeff Erickson in Unalakleet is one of the organizers of the Norton Sound raffle. People from throughout the Norton Sound and further have donated items, from ivory bracelets to freight to ulus and airline tickets. Erickson says, like many communities, Unalakleet is simply connected to the Yukon.
We have lots of family connections and just friendships that since we're connected to Caltech, and so. And then we've had a pretty strong sporting connection with Galena over the past 25, 30 years.
And of course, like most communities in rural Alaska, there are family connections. Organizer Kathy Comack's husband is from Galena, and organizer Patty Huta also has family in the town truly ravaged by the flood. The list goes on. Myra Ambrose in Nome comes directly from the interior and has family in Galena. And Erickson says one of Unalakleet's own, Myra Harris, a high school basketball star, now calls Galena home. Erickson says that through social media, people have come together.
Facebook is a pretty widely used medium now, so people signed up right away to, you know, volunteering to sell tickets in their community. So we have people selling tickets in all of the Eastern Norton Sound villages, in addition to Nome and then Shishmaref, which has a Galena connection with Harley and Mary Huntington.
Some big ticket items donated will be auctioned off instead of included in the Norton Sound raffle.
The whole idea of this is to raise as much money as we can to support the recovery efforts in Galena. And so we got a couple of items that we felt that we could maximize our fundraising if we pulled them out and did a separate auction.
A few items that will be auctioned include a scrimshod ivory tusk donated from the Nossuks in Koyuk and a beaded tapestry piece from Unalakleet artist Judy Katongan. The final day to purchase tickets is on the summer solstice, June 21st, with the raffle taking place Monday, June 24th. A full list of items can be found on the Norton Sound Raffle Facebook page. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $11.80 an ounce to $1,377.60. Silver is down 16 cents an ounce to $21.73. Zinc is at 82 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive about 5 minutes late at 9 o'clock and to depart at 9:45. It is unofficially 65 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock.